Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Anthony Alcuri, a researcher of Titanic, and Charles Pellegrino, a diver to the Titanic more than once, and also the author of The Ghosts of the Titanic, The Titanic Legend Grows. Anthony, you tell me the OceanGate Expedition website has an explanation about an early warning system on board Titan. What do you learn, Anthony?
Well, they describe this fail-safe mechanism that will alert the passengers and the crew of the submersible in advance of a potential breach in the hull or a compromise in the carbon filament composite hull on the exterior. And it was thought that, you know, this forewarning of impending disaster would allow the crew to rapidly ascend and therefore relieve the oceanic pressure that threatens to essentially implode the sub. And so it was just this mechanism of preventing foreseeable disaster. And that's what was relied upon to, as a safety mechanism to abort the mission and rise to the surface and avert a potential disaster. One very much like the one we're witnessing now in real time.
You also speculate there's an analogy with Titanic. What is it, Anthony?
Well, in the Titanic, the Titanic story is infamous because there were these forewarnings of ice ahead, and the steamer was essentially driven full speed into a known ice field ahead with insufficient time to avoid an iceberg within 10, you know, at most 37 seconds, but most likely 10 seconds away from impact. It was unable to avert that disaster and subjected to forces that exceeded the capabilities of technology in any era, whether modern or in 1912, and that effectively led to a catastrophic failure. And what we're seeing here essentially is this brand new technology, a fail-safe mechanism that was depended upon to alert the crew ahead of time of disaster ahead. And what essentially transpired is that the system itself was not as foolproof as was imagined. It was new technology, new engineering, and ultimately what we're seeing develop now is
unknown. But the question is technology. Charlie, did they believe at Titanic that they would have adequate warning in an ice field?
Yeah, because they would have probably seen an iceberg passing to the right or the left, or there are so many other ways, the probable ways that you would first detect ice fields. And here it was, the first iceberg they saw was directly in front of them from working at the timing of people who were walking toward the bridge and in various places. They only had 10 seconds. It was only 400 feet away and they were moving at 40 feet per second, and that was it. The guy in the crow's nest who called the bridge saying iceberg straight ahead, he said the ship was actually beginning to move while he was still on the phone, and his impression was that it was the iceberg moving the ship.
Charles Pellegrino, the author of The Ghosts of the Titanic. Anthony Alcuri, a researcher of the Titanic, the chemistry of the Titanic. The search goes on for Titan, a 21-foot-long deep-sea vessel missing in an area the size of Connecticut. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.